should've known better.
We still run it up. If you get content with just okay, then you don't want enough. Paper chase to sum it up. Running from these demons, I've been dreaming about them hunting us. Paranoid is on them tuck. But the press, we gotta slide. Try and put this pride aside. Attitude gonna get me killed. I get that from my mama's side. Movie time if we up late. How I wash his blood off my hands, I still see his face. 40K to beat the case. Love, hurt, and pain kills. Pussy mixed with pain pills. Hit his hood so many times, it feel like the same drill. Scream squad, then he changed. Wonder how his gang feel. I be with them killers in the trenches. Grandma press still.
Got all these demons in me. Lord, wash all this blood off my hands. All this greed and envy all around me had to cut my loosens. It's so much easier to fly when the burden. I could point the finger, but nobody's perfect. Should've known.
Some mamas cry. I just watch a rat, snake, his dog. I'm still traumatized. Screaming free to shoot a family prayer for the victim. If my hitter wasn't solid, would've told I would be with him, but they couldn't trick him. Karma coming out here, slipping death. The last shooter out here feel like Steph. Pray none of my niggas next be cutthroat. Solid where we stand, we only taking shorts from custos. I invested 30s cause I feel like I could trust those. Powder pack from Poppy Buy, chop it down and bust those. Foreign baddies, lust those. Double the money, watch for the haters, keep your circle tight. Stand on your word and don't let them hurt you twice.
Got all these demons in me. Lord, wash all this blood off my hands. All this greed and envy around me had to cut my loosens. It's so much easier to fly with no burden. I could point the finger, but nobody's perfect. Should've known.
This episode is brought to you by Rock to the Future. Rock to the Future will be having a year-end showcase on May 21st. Come out and support Rock to the Future at rocktothefuture.org.
On the air. Yo, what's up, people? Y'all already know what it is. This is your guy, Swag Gonzalez. We back with another episode. Today, we're going to be talking to somebody from Rock to the Future, an organization that go into the juvenile facilities and handle their business. So what's going on, my brother DeWight?
Welcome. How you doing? How you doing? Thanks for having me. Thanks for having me today.
Oh, man. So, you know, when I first met you, man, I was interested. And I was like, I got to have him on the show. Only because I'm like, I travel a lot. I go into a lot of facilities, right? And a lot of time when I go into this facility, I never see people that look like us.
Mm.
Never see people that look like us.
Facts.
It's always people trying to correct our people, but nobody look like us. And when I went there that day, I'm looking and I'm like, damn, all these brothers look like me. What's going on here? Mm-hmm. And then when you told me a little bit about your story,
yeah,
I was really blown away. I said, we got to have them on the show, right? And there was supposed to be more people,
right,
but unfortunately things happen in life.
Right.
But I'm glad you here, right? So I want to start with, who are you and how and what brought you to this work?
That's a great question. So, of course, my name is DeWight. I'm born and raised in South Philadelphia. You know,
Hold up. Tasker Street, Washington?
Tasker Street,
oh,
exactly.
Oh, my God. Yo, what's up, South Philly?
18 Tasker, Dixon Street, the Boulevard. That's where I'm from. That's where I come up at. Rough neighborhood. You know, we had to, you know, fight the whole, you know, coming up. So it was rough. My mom struggled with drugs. I lost her at a very young age. Didn't have a father growing up. So having a strong grandma to raise me and my siblings kind of saved us until, you know, she passed away when I was 16. Okay. So at that time, no parents, no adult figures. The oldest person in my life was my sister. She was a year older than me. I was 16. She was 17, going to 18.
So y'all basically raised yourself.
So we had to take it. We had to get it how we could. And that's kind of what I found my way into in the streets. Found my way in the streets.
So for the people that's hearing, they might not know what them terms mean. Just speak a little bit on that. You find your way to the streets.
So, you know, just imagine being 16 years old, your distant family trying to kick you out your house and you're not having no money. Again, your grandma that was supporting you and raising you, she's gone. She passed on. No mom, no dad. Had to start getting money somehow. And as a 16-year-old with no guidance like that, where you go, we went to the streets. I went selling drugs, I went stealing, anything I can get, anything I can do to, you know, make a dollar, make ends meet, and try to, you know, feed myself. Literally was hungry, you know, so that's where, you know, that's where I'm coming from, like hitting the streets, finding my friends that's also part of the streets, the older guys from around my neighborhood to, you know, looking at them, and they were doing the same thing that, you know, all neighborhood guys was doing, was hustling, selling drugs and robbing people, different things like that. So kind of gravitated towards that. I tried to, you know, I was in Job Corps. I got kicked out of school. Mm. 10th grade, went to Overbrook.
So you've been through the trenches.
Yeah, you know, we've been through it. Orton Reed, the prison on the hill, they call Orton Reed, Furnace, and got kicked out of all them schools. So tried to go to Job Corps. Got kicked out of there, you know. So again, eventually found myself on the streets trying to make it happen.
So what brought you to after going through all them experiences, going through them schools and getting kicked out them schools, what brought you into this line of work, like working at the Youth Study Center?
So I tell a lot of young people this. I lost my first homie to gun violence in eighth grade. Never forget Markeen Simmons. That summer we graduated from eighth grade. That summer he got shot and killed.
Wow.
He got shot and killed, my first homie. And ever since then, every year since then, I've been losing friends and, you know, family members and people I know to gun violence every year since then, even up to today, even up to 2026, still losing people I know to gun violence.
I mean, how did that make you feel? Did it make you feel like I did the right decision by getting out the streets? How did it make you feel like you growing up in South Philly, which everybody know, mm-hmm. notoriously known for the violence and, you know, and for everything that was going on in the early 90s, early 80s to now, which is a little different now because there's, you know, gentrification. But still South Philly.
Still South Philly.
You know, how did that make you feel like you grew up with a group of people and out of that group, there's not many left?
Yeah, that's the reason. Exactly what you're saying. That's the reason why I got into what I'm doing. It's not many of my peers that stayed in the street left. Either they dead or they in jail doing life or doing a bunch of years. And I knew that wasn't for me. In and out of jail. Like, this is not what I want out of my life.
What's the longest time you serve?
I did it in total 7.5 years.
7.5 years. How was that? Did that broke you? Was that what was the moment for you that you said, this is it, I can't do this no more? What was that moment?
I'm going to say my second time going to jail. I just did 2 years. You know, God willing, thank God, I beat my major case, but I got a bunch of probation. So I go home, and next thing you know, I'm on a run again because I got probation. I'm doing this. I'm doing that. I'm on a run from probation, get locked up again within another year and a half back in jail. I said, man, this can't be it. This can't be it. This can't be it. In and out of jail. Got to the point where I was coming home and people would be saying like, dag, are you visiting? When you going back home? You know what I'm saying? That was type of, you know, in and out. So
I was so like, you did 7.5 years. You get out of jail.
Mm-hmm.
When was the time that you say, I'm doing something else in life? I'm going to go work somewhere else.
Yeah, my last 2 years in jail, I'm like, listen, you know what? When I get out of here, and luckily I had some positive role models that I looked up to in jail that was like, listen, man, this ain't it. What you gonna do? Stay in jail? I'm here the rest of my life. What you gonna stay here with me? You get out and you gotta change your mindset. You know, when I started studying, I started praying, I started getting closer to God, and I realized that, listen, this is better things for me to do out here. Then I'm seeing younger guys coming under me coming through the jail. It's like, hey, what's up? I'm like, it just hit me like, you know what? Around 2008, 2009, I was like, man, I'm done. It's over. I'm gonna get out here and I'm gonna make sure I make a difference in my community and these young people, because again, all this time I'm losing friends to gun violence, friends going upstate doing life, out there getting shot at all types.
Like, how many friends would you say, if you had to put a number, that you lost to gun violence?
Over 20.
Wow.
Over 20, probably more if I sit down and really think about it. You got to think of the early 2000s, late 90s, early 2000s when I was coming up. It was a lot of gun violence going on, a lot of neighborhood stuff going on.
Yeah, streets was
popping.
500-600 homicides per year.
Yeah, streets was popping. Streets was popping. So, you know, in that, of course, and then I was around. I was in North Philly, West Philly. I was around, so I'm meeting people, new people, not just from South Philly, from all over, traveling, going out of town, going out of Baltimore, going up to New York. Shout out to my guys up, you know, in B-more, Delaware. I'm around.
And you put in work. You putting the work in.
We putting the work in, but you losing cats. Every time I go to jail, come home, 3-4 guys dead. Another guy got locked up doing life. You know what I'm saying?
I mean, did you ever run into the sons and daughters of your friends that been killed?
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Do they want to know about their father? Like, yo, tell me about my father.
To be honest with you, a lot of them don't even know about their fathers.
Oh, wow.
A lot of them just, you know, their fathers was killed at a young age or was in jail since they was 3 years old. They don't even know him.
Mm.
I tell them, yeah, I knew your father. They like, well, I ain't know him. You probably knew him better than me. So that's one of the hardest things to, you know, to deal with, to hear, to see coming through and working in these jails, knowing, you know, you're going to run into some of your peers' children. And that's real difficult, letting them know, like telling them about their parents.
Right. So now you work at the Youth Study Center. And it's like, when you look at the young kids, what you think? Because it's almost, to me, it was almost like I was talking to myself.
Yeah. Yeah, so the beautiful thing is Rock to the Future, it's a music program.
Right.
It's a music program that helps young people that wouldn't have the chance to learn music, learn instruments, learn how to do music program, learn how to be an engineer that wouldn't. They help them, you know, throughout the city, not just in JJSC, not just in the prison system. So what they did, they did a great thing. They built a studio actually in the jail, in JJSC, which the room you was at.
Right.
Where they teaching young people that's incarcerated how to make music, how to record music.
But besides the music, when you go in there, what comes to your mind? Like,
well, I'm looking at, you know, of course I'm looking at myself. You know, young people, I see the pain on their face that I had. I see the hopelessness that I had when I was 16, 17 years old, getting in trouble. So I kind of resonate with those young people and try to and see that they need more than just somebody telling them what to do. They need that support. They need that somebody that look like them, that can relate to them, right. to kind of push them in the right direction. A lot of them listening, and that's what they're looking for.
I mean, has there ever been a time when you like want to do more or have done more for the kids that you mentor within the guidelines?
Yeah.
Like, because, you know, a lot of time we do this type of work and we run into some people that you just take a liking to.
Absolutely.
Like, damn, I can do a little more. I'm going to do a little more. Yeah. Have you ever found yourself doing that or saying, like, my hands are tired. I can't do this.
Yeah, all the time, man. Again, you in there, and these young people are locked up, and you want to support them. You want to help them much as possible. You know, they gravitate towards you. Even if it's going to court for them, even if it's writing a letter to the judge saying, you know what, this young person has been doing real good. Anything I can do to support this young person, I'm more than willing to do that. And throughout my career, helping people in the juvenile justice system, I did that plenty of times, going to court dates to where the PO know me. They public defender know me. They judge know me. You know, I'm coming to support.
So tell us a little bit about Rock to the Future.
So
Foundation, and when they started, and have any success stories where people that was on the inside taking your program, are they not working with y'all? Are they doing any follow-up for these young kids?
Mm-hmm.
What's the aftercare?
So,
but tell us about the organization first.
So Rock to the Future in itself been around for 15 years. Just celebrated our 15-year anniversary last year. So this year will be the 16-year anniversary. Great organization, nonprofit that, again, serves underprivileged young people in the city of Philadelphia and the surrounding areas with free music programming. Not only music programming, but help young people, like you're saying, with the aftercare, the wraparound services, with getting into college, with getting into different careers, whether it's trade school, whatever, because we know every young person is not going to go to school. We try to meet them where they at. So once these young people are getting out of the Juvenile Justice Center, they're getting out off of probation, they're coming to our program, and not only are they coming, but we're paying them to come. We pay them.
Say a little bit about that. How much y'all pay them?
So, and we have a program right now that if you're from the justice system, we'll pay you $25 per class that you come to. So if you come to one or two classes a week, that's $50 a week. We pay it to you right then. And then if you complete.
Same day pay.
Give you that bread. And then when you complete it, at the end of the course, we give you another $300.
So for every class that they take, so if I want to take three classes a week,
well,
is that allowed? How do it work? Because I'm pretty sure when people hear this, a lot of people are going to want to know, yo, how do I sign up?
Yeah, so.
Is there a cap?
Well, the only cap is the amount of classes that we hold per week. And I think the most for our music classes that we have per week is two classes per week. So if they come to that two classes per week, again, we're teaching them how to do music production, how to write lyrics. We have the lyric lab, how to transform your feelings into words, how to switch up. If you really want to do music the right way in a positive way, we can teach you how to write those raps, how to teach you how to write, getting them lyrics.
Mm.
And you can, like I said, you want to get paid. So you come to them classes. Say you
so
come
where do people, that's probably, first of all, what's the age limit?
Right.
Right. And where do people sign up?
So the age demographic is from 12 to 18. So again, our young people that's in the
most at risk.
The most at risk right now. And then you just gotta go to rockstothefuture.com. We have an Instagram page, Rock to the Future on Instagram. You know, I'm sure we can get way to get our information and my information out there. The Justice Impacted Youth, a lot of these guys just call me direct. Their parents call me. They hit me up like, yo, I'm coming home, or I'm home, and this is you know, we want to do, and then we.
So when we say justice impact, what does that really mean? Do it means people that my father's locked up, my mother's locked up, or do they have to be directly affected by the justice system?
Well, mainly the young people that's been directly affected by the justice system, whether it's been arrest. You don't have to necessarily do time. I'm not saying you have to do some time, but right. you've just been impacted, and that's most of our young people in the direction that we're looking to help. That's most of the young people we see on the street every day.
And I ask that because a lot of time people say, well, I'm just as impacted because my father. I'm just as impacted as my mother, right?
Right, right.
But y'all already heard of people. We really looking for people that directly been impacted for now. And that's all the resources which I will put with the episodes when I put it up for people to get some resources. But right now it's about Rock to the Future.
Rock to the Future.
And when I say Rock to the Future, have there been any success stories? Like one of the artists came on, they won a Grammy, or they went. I mean, what's up with the success story? I'm always looking for a success story.
Yeah. I don't think we have any Grammy winners yet, but we do have some young people that's, and this is what marks a good organization, young people that come back and start working for the organization. Start working with my first day at Rocks of the Future orientation, a young person that was going to school for architect. He actually orientated me. I've been in this program for the last 3 years. They helped me get into school. They gave me a laptop, and now I'm back helping other young people with Rocks of the Future. So that's what I call success. You change the path that this young person was going. Now they want a positive path, doing the right thing, helping, giving back. Now they helping other young people.
I mean, because we know summer is coming.
Yeah.
And it's approaching real fast.
Real fast.
Do Rock to the Future have, like, any activities to deter our kids from hitting them streets?
Yeah, Rock to the Future, again, you just got to reach out to us. We have different programs, different music programs, and different organizations that we work with. We're just not... You can't do this by yourself. You can't do this work by yourself. So we partner with other organizations in the city that can support and help our young people. That's why we have these wraparound services for these young people.
Who are some of the celebrities in the city that have come through Rock to the Future at the Youth Study Center?
When you go back to the studio that's being built was supported by the Bacon Brothers, Kevin Bacon. Everybody know big time actor in the city.
Yes.
Will Smith. Everybody know Will, Meek Mills, all those guys, had a part in supporting it and bringing up the studio. Again, it's inside the justice system. It's inside the jail. So that's a great thing to have for the young people. Some local artists like everybody know Gil and Wallow, Spade was in there. He's in there on a regular basis helping out the young people. You have a lot of those people in the city that support, as they should, our young people that's impacted by it.
So what's next for Rock to the Future?
Yeah, next is keep building. We're building our justice program. Building it out more, work with people like yourself, Suave, and I am more, and building more, trying to build more studios where we can have the infrastructure to bring more young people in on a regular basis.
Ready, man. Like, you send them, we put them in college. That's what we do.
Right.
That's what we want to do. But let me ask you this: what you think about our current justice system when it comes to juveniles? What is your outtake on that?
We got to do better. We got to do better.
In what way? Speak to them, because this show is heard by a lot of people that works in the criminal justice system, people from different states, they work in the criminal system. And to me, when I look at criminal justice system and juveniles, right, they're doing a disservice to our community. Because if the United States Supreme Court ruled that the brain of a juvenile do not fully develop till they 25. Why do we treat our juveniles the way we do when it comes to the court system? A lot of them are sitting, they sit in these facilities, right, without even knowing their constitutional rights, without even knowing that them rights apply to them, too.
Right. Right. Well, our system is broke. You know, not just the actual jail at the end, but the whole system. When you go all the way back to the Constitution, how it was made. It wasn't made for us. It was made for us to be punished and to get railroaded, basically. So we gotta start, you know, building together. But it's the system that has to change. They're constantly just locking up our young people, not giving them proper resources. Like I said, they don't even know their rights. They get a public defender and just tell them to take a deal, and not properly support. Not all of them. You definitely have some good people in the system that helps our young people. But for the most part, the system is just broken itself, and it needs to be changed.
I can say this, that 90% of these lawyers that represent these juvenile facilities are in there for a check. They're not in there really representing these juveniles. Because if they were, these juveniles be home. Mm. Right? And yes, I understand that a lot of juveniles, they got some crazy crimes. They do some crazy stuff, right? That's part of being in the streets, right? And I understand that. But at the same time, I do understand that the law is not protecting our youth when it comes to juveniles.
Yeah, it's not protecting them. It's putting them in jail.
They're not protecting us.
Putting them in jail.
And right now, you know... I feel that a lot of people that work in these facilities don't really care about our kids either. You know, and that's no, I'm not throwing shade at nobody. I'm just saying, when I see one, they do care. That's why I said, I want to talk to you, because to me it's interesting when I see people that go in there and they really want to help, and they're not just there to oppress the kids or to abuse the kids, because there's a lot of abuse that go on in these juvenile facilities.
Yeah.
You got grown-ass dudes thinking, oh, this dude disrespect me. No, that's a child.
That's a kid.
I don't care if he's 5'8", 5'9", he's 15. That's why you're in that juvenile facility.
Right.
You, as an adult, should not be enticed to put your hands on a child.
Yeah, I mean, and
experience. I seen it. I
got experience, you know, being young, coming through the system, and, you know, COs, I don't know if they're having a bad day or whatever the case is, and then they take it out on you. So, yeah, that's why we gotta keep fighting and keep pushing for not only for change within the COs, but the leadership, because it starts from the top. It starts from the top. So we gotta get the right people in these systems that's helping our young people, that's doing more restorative justice and not just trying to lock them up. Just trying to teach them, just trying to help them, trying to support them, and not just throw them in jail. And people, like you said, people that care, you got to care.
So if the white had an opportunity to change something in the criminal justice system when it comes to juvenile, what would it be?
The leadership, the top. I would put people in there that look like us, that feel like us, that care about our young people, and not just locking up, not just there for a check, but actually want to help them. And that's where it's going to change. Once you start from the top, then it trickles down. So you can't start from the bottom and build up.
I mean, how often do the children, the kids in there, get to use the Rock Through the Future studio?
So, unfortunately, we only can get in there right now twice a week. We're in there Mondays and Fridays for only about 3 hours. So it's not much, you know, we can do.
Is that the way it's structured, or that's the way the leadership want it?
That's the way they structure. We want more time, of course.
Who's there? The Youth Study Center or Rock to the Future?
The Youth Study Center.
Okay.
Rock to the Future trying to get more time in there. We trying to work with them. We try to see if we can come in a little early. It's just, you know, it's... this red tape.
I know, man.
Technically, we can't come in this time, but there's nothing going on this time. Why can't we be? It's, you know, it's a bunch of, you know, madness.
Like I said, a lot of times these people that work in these facilities are not there to help.
Right.
They're there for a paycheck.
Yeah.
And, you know, I do a lot of work, unfortunately, in the prison system.
Yeah.
And I just came back from San Francisco. And San Francisco, San Quentin Prison got a recording studio where they do podcasts. One of the best criminal justice podcasts in the country right now, called Ear Hustle, is recorded inside San Quentin Prison.
Look at that.
You know, it went from being this harsh, level 4 prison to, it's almost like a prison for people that's getting ready to come home. Mm. Right? That's so they got recording studio, they got film. They do like films, viewings in there for the community to come in. And I think that those are some of the programs that could change the mentality of our youth. Because you got to speak to them and not at them. And speaking to them means, like, what do you like? You like music? All right, we're going to get you into music. But at the same time, I'm going to show you about accounting. At the same time, I'm going to show you about knowing some writing because you got to know how to read them contracts. You know, so there's room for a little bit of everything in there. And the problem I always bump in is to, well, the safety of the institution. And I'm like, how many incidents y'all ever had in the recording studio?
Right.
When these kids out here recording. I mean, when you look at that, it's probably one, two, I don't know.
Yeah.
It's probably none.
We had none. Right.
You know, so.
Zero.
So I think that and the reason we're doing this interview is because I want donors, people that's going to listen to this to understand that put your money where your mouth is, right? If you say you support something, come on board and support these brothers and sisters. Come on board and create something for the aftercare. Because it's not just being, we providing music to you while you're in the system. If you come home and continue to follow this path, we also have something for you.
Absolutely.
You know, and that's what I'm more interested.
Right, that's key. That's what we need.
More interested in what can we do after you come home.
Yeah.
And I told you this before. I took a program with 3 students. I got 185 students. 14 of them are about to graduate in May. Mm-hmm. One of them just got hired 6-figure by Securus Technology.
Mm, look at that.
Securus Technology is the same company that sponsored our program. They gave him a scholarship before. You know, so to me, it's like, what can we do for the aftercare? You know, whatever we could do, the I'm More program, anybody could do. You got to let us know because I'm more, you know, I care less if they let me in the Youth Study Center. I want to go in because I believe that them young brothers and sisters need to hear from people that's been there, done that, right? But at the same time, I'm cool if I just have to play the background and say, you know what, I got 4 kids that want to go to college. We go pick them up.
Yeah.
They don't even have to come here. We could go pick them up directly because I believe in that type of service, right? And to the people that's hearing this, man, we're not doing this just to promote an organization. We're not doing that. I'm doing it because I really believe in the mission that y'all do. I really believe that music have the capacity to change people's mentality and roles in society.
Absolutely.
And plus, I'm a hip hop head. I've been in some of y'all studios, I never even knew that it was y'all.
Yeah.
You know, and that's why when I seen, I was like, "Hey, y'all recording studio? They need to be doing this across the country.
Yeah,
they need to be doing this in state prison, right? And I know that right now the focus is youth, but y'all need to go into state prisons too, and y'all will see the results, man, because. This is unique.
Right.
You know, it might not be unique to y'all because y'all doing it, but this is a unique thing that y'all doing. And I just want to thank you for being here. Any last word for the audience?
Yeah, I just want to say, you know, Rock to the Future is here and we're growing and we're looking to build more. Like you said, we need that support. Put your money where your mouth is. You got a good organization that's actually helping people and not being promoted. Helping people every day, young people every day. So we do want to build our capacity. We do want to support our young people. We want to support the city in general. We need your support. Come rock with us. Come get with Rock to the Future. And anybody, any young people need some support, you know, you got to get with us, Rock to the Future.
You know, like I said, y'all got my support. What I'm going to do, we put out episodes every week. We put out at least 10 episodes a week for the next month. Every episode that we drop is going to have a promo for Rock to the Future. You know, so because I believe in this work, you know, and to me, anybody that's out there, any donors, any supporters, where can they reach you at? And if they want to even bring you in to speak, because the white got a hell of a story that y'all need to hear. Don't think, right, that because you see my man in the Youth Study Center, that he's soft, man. He's from South Philly. He's been there, done that. He told y'all at the beginning, right? So this is why I always tell the brothers, man, like, we've been there. We've been in them streets. We owe this to the young people before they get to that next level, which is upstate with decades and football numbers.
Right.
So I thank you, my brother, for being who you are, for your service. And again, where can people find Rock to the Future?
Again, we're on Instagram at Rock to the Future. On Instagram, my email, you can always email me, is Dwight, D-W-I-G-H-T, at rocktothefuture.org. You got to hit us up, man. We out here. We doing the work, and we looking to do more.
You already know what it is. It's count time. This is your boy, Swat Gonzalez. And if you heard it here first, then you know it's official. You listening to True Story Podcast Network.
What does this button do?
Got all these demons in me. Lord, wash all this blood off my hands. All this greed and envy all around me, had to cut my loosings. It's so much easier, so much easier to fly when the burden. I could point the finger, but nobody's perfect. Should've known better.
We still run it up. If you get content with just okay, then you don't want enough. Paper chase to sum it up. Running from these demons, I've been dreaming about them hunting us. Paranoid is on them tuck. But the press, we gotta slide. Try and put this pride aside. Attitude gonna get me killed. I get that from my mama's side. Movie time if we up late. How I wash his blood off my hands, I still see his face. 40K to beat the case. Love, hurt, and pain kills. Pussy mixed with pain pills. Hit his hood so many times, it feel like the same drill. Scream squad, then he changed. Wonder how his gang feel. I be with them killers in the trenches, grandma press.
Got all these demons in me. Lord, wash all this blood off my hands. All this greed and envy all around me, had to cut my loosings. It's so much easier to fly when the burden. I could point the finger, but nobody's perfect. Should've known.
Some mamas cry. I just watch a rat, snake, his dog. I'm still traumatized. Screaming free to shoot a family prayer for the victim. If my hitter wasn't solid, would have told I would be with him, but they couldn't trick him. Karma coming out here, slipping death. The last shooter out here feel like Steph. Pray none of my niggas next be cutthroat. Solid where we stand, we only taking shorts from custos. I invested 30s cause I feel like I could trust those. Powder pack from Poppy, buy it, chop it down and bust those. Foreign baddies, lust those. Double the money, watch for the haters, keep your circle tight. Stand on your word and don't let them hurt you twice.
Never. Got all these demons in me. Lord, wash all this blood off my hands. All this greed and envy all around me, had to cut my